welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to hear from our friends at Federal Premium Ammunition and get an update from the disabled American veterans. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
Being a traditional Guard member, drilling primarily one weekend a month, means nearly all of our soldiers and airmen have other careers and other responsibilities outside of their military service. Two of the most prominent of these responsibilities are family and employment. The Minnesota National Guard recognizes this challenge of balancing responsibilities and provides resources to assist. Our family programs team works tirelessly to support our military families. They offer military youth programs, transition assistance for members preparing to leave the military, and a connection to other valuable resources. Our Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve program, known as ESGR, ensures that employers understand exactly what it means to employ a Guard member. The ESGR program also recognizes the standout companies in our community who provide exceptional support to our Guard members. Be it at home, at the office, or in uniform, we'll all do a better job and feel better about it if we've got the right support. Here in Minnesota, we've got that support.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we've got some gentlemen here from Federal Premium Ammunition, which has been around the Twin Cities for almost 100 years, and they've been very active over the last decade in supporting our veterans and their families and all of our service members. And a frequent guest on the show has been Dennis Angel, who spent a couple of years in the Marine Corps and decades at Federal Premium Ammunition before he retired. Dennis, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tom. It's an honor to be here.
Now, Dennis, I thought you were in the Marines for like 50 years, because we can always tell you're a Marine, but you're only in the Marines for a couple of years. How did they get a hold of you so tight?
Well, like we spoke a little bit before the show, they do a really good job of drilling the Marine Corps into you, no matter if you're there a day or 30 years.
And you were easy.
I was very easy.
As everybody knows, here comes the Marine. But we'll save some of that picking on you for later. You did serve for several decades with Federal Premium Ammunition. Interesting company, because there are generations of people that go back there. Two and three generations have worked there.
That is correct, Tom. When I started there back in 1978, it was very common to have children, grandchildren, parents. I mean, it was a huge family-oriented organization. Today, with the fact that the plant is running more than actually, it's running 7 days a week. The number of family members are still quite high at Federal. We are very proud of that.
And Dennis, you brought a couple of federal employees that are still currently working there, probably relieved that the Marine retired, but would you like to introduce them?
I certainly would. The first gentleman with us is Eric Carlson. He is the Senior Director of Operations at Federal Ammunition. And then the other gentleman with us today is Mark Hyland. He is a Operations Manager in one of the facilities there.
Very good, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Eric, I want to start with you. You are the Senior Director of Operations. Can you give us a little history, a little background on Federal Ammunition?
Yep, sure can. Federal started around 1922, so it's going to be 100 years here in 2 years. But we've been manufacturing ammunition underneath Federal cartridge, making anything from rimfire all the way up to big, large Magnum 338 Lapua. So we sit on about 175 acres right at Anoka today in terms of manufacturing floor space, 800,000 square feet, which is about 18 acres.
That's
so, yep.
Big facility. I've had the opportunity to come up there and go on a tour, and watching those lines is just amazing. And, of course, when you get on a tour, you get to go down and shoot some weapons, too.
Yep. So downstairs in our facility, we have a lot of alleys that are as far as 200 yards where we're shooting 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, just making sure our product is as good as the customers expect.
It's a good thing you manufacture a lot of ammunition, because I saw the Marine down there shooting a grease gun one day, and they told us, don't pull the trigger and just hold it. So what does he do? Pulls the trigger and empties it all in one shot. But that's the Marine for you.
Makes sense.
Mark, I want to come to you. You're the Federal Ammunition Operations Manager, and you served in the Army National Guard.
Yep, I served in the Army National Guard down at Holman Field for almost 6 years as a helicopter mechanic.
And did you enjoy your time in there?
I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It was awesome, yep.
And how long have you been at Federal Premium Ammunition?
Going on 25 years in September.
Now, we talked earlier in the show, I teased the fact that Federal Premium helps a lot of different organizations by donating some ammunition and supporting some groups. And one of them I know that that you've helped for a long time is the youth camp that they hold up at Camp Ripley every summer. Can you tell me about that?
Yep. So, you know, they have the youth camp that's up at Camp Ripley. And this year they're conducting 2 one-week-long camps for the children. They basically have 400 kids that show up to this every year. Back in 91 is when they started, and they only had about 100 kids. So they've grown very well there. We also will be delivering 22s again in July. 15, Federal's donating 15 cases to this great, you know, youth camp up there. So we look forward to heading back up there.
Danny, I bet that's why you bought a pickup truck, because you deliver a lot of this ammo now that you're retired.
I deliver a lot of it. That's right.
And, Mark, another one of the things that happens is the Minnesota National Guard and Norway have what's called a Norwegian Soldier Exchange Program, and you've been supporting that as well.
Yeah, so this is going to be the 47th year that Norway and the Minnesota Army National Guard have exchanged soldiers. So in April, once again, 105 soldiers, you know, will be exchanged. And then during that time, we have the trap shoot event, and Federal's going to be donating the shotgun shells for that as well. And then finally, you know, we're going to do a nice little tour for them up at the Federal plant for the leaders of both delegations there.
So the Norwegian Home Guard's going to come up and tour Federal Premium.
That's right.
They're going to enjoy that. I've seen it. That's going to be a
lot of Norwegians at Federal.
So what you've done up at Camp Ripley is allow the military youth to be able to experience shooting, because otherwise they probably couldn't afford the ammo.
Exactly.
And the same thing for the Norwegian Exchange Program.
Yep.
Very good. Good work. Danny, I want to come back to you, as long as you're behaving so well today. There's another organization that you and I know very well that benefits from the largesse of Federal Premium Ammunition. You want to tell us about the golf events?
Absolutely. And Mark, Tom, you're referring to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, which you and I are both very involved with. There are 4 golf tournaments that are conducted every year. There's one in Victory Links, Deer Run, Edinburgh, and Bunker Hills. And Federal has been not only having multiple employees golfing in all of those tournaments, but we donate silent auction items from our company store. We donate ammunition to be raffled off, and we work really hard to try to help raise money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
And we found out through those silent auctions that if our players don't buy all of that ammo, our good friend of ours, Chuck Haas, steps up and he buys it. So he's got tons of ammo over in Hugo, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, the last time I talked to him after the last bunker tournament, your classic, he bought all the remaining ammo. And he said, "Hey, Danny, next year, do you think we could donate some shotgun shells instead of 22s?
So he's got plenty of that.
I'll have to talk with Eric offline and see what we can do about that next year.
And, of course, you didn't mention it, but Federal Premium Ammunition also buys a foursome in the big event, the MMFF Golf Classic, and has helped us for many, many years. And we're very grateful to Federal Premium for all of that help, because we raise funds to help Minnesota military families who experience financial emergencies due to service the country. Danny, you've seen some of the grant requests. We get them in several times a week, and we're thrilled to be able to help those military families cure the crisis and move on with their lives and focus on the mission. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom. And you know as well as I do, you and I are members of our 10 volunteer member board. And in the last 2 days, what did we have, 3 or 4 grants that we authorized?
I'll bet you're a Marine. You probably can't even add up to total, can you? Don't even try.
I'm not even going to try.
It's a big one.
I'd have to take my shoes off.
I'll keep those on in the studio now, Danny. And we just got about a minute left before the break, but on behalf of Minnesota Military Radio, we've been on the air now for almost 10 years, and Federal Premium Ammunition has been supporting us. We do special shows on Memorial Day, and Federal Premium has been a sponsor of those shows, and we do some special shows on Veterans Day, and Federal Premium has been a great partner, a great sponsor. And we're just thrilled to have you gentlemen here today. There's many more organizations that you benefit, and we're going to talk about those when we come back. We're speaking to some gentlemen from Federal Premium Ammunition on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to three gentlemen from Federal Premium Ammunition, actually two that are still there, Eric Carlson, the Senior Director of Operations, and Mark Hyland, Federal Ammunition Operations Manager, and, of course, our Marine, Dennis Angel, who retired from Federal Premium after about 35 years up there. And we've been talking about all the support that Federal Premium Ammunition gives to the community. We've talked about the youth camp at Camp Ripley, the Norwegian Soldier Exchange Program, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And Eric, I want to talk to you a little bit about, there's an organization called the Commander's Task Force, which is made up of the nine veteran service, federally chartered veteran service organizations here in Minnesota, organizations such as the VFW, American Legion, DAV, Purple Hearts, and so on. And you've been supporting them for years as well.
Yeah, for about the last 5 years, we're very excited to be able to host that first meeting of the elected commanders. We have a clubhouse. It used to be a trap range, but it literally looks the same that it did back then. And again, they come in, they have a breakfast, they have a nice lunch. We give them a nice tour of the plant. And as well, Tom, you're out there having the radio show aired as well.
That's our first opportunity to meet the newly elected state commanders of all those organizations, because that happens in the summer. And because of Federal Premium, we bring them together out there, do a little radio show to introduce them to all of our listeners. And then you guys give them a really nice lunch, and then they get to go on that tour. And they all like to shoot. They're all veterans.
Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of ammo and guns.
So we've gotten a lot of feedback that they really enjoy the opportunity to come out there and enjoy that clubhouse and take the tour and find out how that ammunition is made. So I'd like to thank you once again for that. Mark, I want to come back to you. There's another organization that we've been having on the show for years, and I know Dennis has been involved with, but it's the Honor Flight Twin Cities.
Yeah, so for about 5 years now, we've been doing the Honor Fights for the Twin Cities. Obviously, Denny, Scott Collier, and Jim Groh, who all worked at Federal, and Scott currently still does, who's been on this show. We've had the honor of having Jerry Kistner, the flight founder, who has taken a tour of the plant. So we look forward to continuing our support of the Honor Flights.
We refer to him respectfully as Crazy Jerry Kaiser, and he just called me this week to remind me that he's not only taking World War II veterans, but we're running out of them, so now he's taking Korean War veterans as well, and he's got a couple of flights arranged, and I think Dennis is probably on one of those flights. You might learn how to do that after your 20th flight or something.
Well, I'm hoping so.
So it's great that you can help support that. We did take the show on that one of those flights and interviewed a dozen of those World War II veterans. It's a long day, but they're just thrilled. And when you'd think they'd be tired on the way back, they're just wild on the way back. They just love that day, and they've had their kind of day in the spotlight. So thanks for supporting that. And Dennis, you're up next. Shoot for the troops, Dennis.
Shoot for the troops. Boy, there's a great organization up in the Little Falls area with Shoot for the Troops. This is their fourth year conducting their Shoot for the Troops fundraiser. I think this year they had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 130, 150 shooters. What Federal has been doing all these years is two things. Number one, they send a Federal trap shooting team up there led by Forrest Wilson, and I guess it shouldn't be too much of a surprise. That team has won every year. And also, Federal provides the ammunition for that trap shoot. So it really helps them raise a lot of money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and Stand Down out of St. Cloud.
And that's kind of a segue into the next item, which is Total Country, Bob FM, 106.1 FM. About 4 or 5 years ago, Neil Freeman, the GM there, called me up and he said, Tom, we want to do a CD, a Country Salute CD program, and we want to benefit a couple of organizations. And he chose the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and he also chose Tribute to the Troops. And Tributes to the Troops is an organization that raises funds to provide some educational assistance to the children of the fallen. What a great organization. And Federal Premium Ammunition has been supporting that program for several years.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that we've got a good working relationship with Bob FM. And Neil, as you know, is fantastic.
What's going on, Mark? Wait, do we have a problem?
Just telling Denny to quit clicking his pen. I can hear.
Wait. Oh, he's a Marine. What are you going to do? Eric, that program with those CDs benefits two marvelous organizations, and they're both have very small expense ratios. The MMFF has less than 3%, and I think Tribute to the Troops has less than that, too. So all of the benefits go to help the children of the fallen and to help our Minnesota military families. And once again, I'd like to thank Federal Premium for supporting that. They've done, I think they've raised about $150,000 now over the first 5 years and split it between those two outfits, and can't do it without support from organizations like yours.
And we're happy to do it.
Dennis, I'm coming back to you again.
You don't have to.
Says here you've been supporting an outfit called Trust Vets.
Trust Vets, yes, that's for sure, Tom. The easiest way to describe what Trust Vets is most of us are very familiar with Angie's List. You need some kind of service, product for your home or whatever it might be. If you out there want to support a veteran, you would go to Trust Vets and do the same thing. Go to Trust Vets website, search a plumber, and you will get a whole list of veteran plumbers or carpenters or electricians, whatever it is you might need. And yes, Joe Johnson, the founder of Trust Vets, a fabulous young man. I describe him as the person who's most dedicated to our military that's never been in the military. He is fabulous.
Denny, I'm told if you go to Trust Vets and you look for a volunteer, it's a Marine, your picture pops up.
Oh, good Lord, I'll have to take that off. I don't know. I'm pretty busy.
Mark, I'm going to come to you next. There's more organizations that you support at Federal Premium, and one of them is the ANOCA, Vietnam Veterans Rifle Honor Squad.
Yeah, and this is one that Denny's currently part of. So Federal donates all the blank rounds for them to honor the fallen of the Vietnam veterans. So pretty proud to be sponsoring that. And just as a side note, my uncle also served in Vietnam War, so that one's a pretty big one for me. So.
So the ANOCA Vietnam Veterans Rifle Honor Squad goes to the funerals, and when they do the shoot, they have to have the blanks, and those guys are all volunteers, and they don't have any budget. So pretty important to get some ammo from you guys.
Absolutely.
I would share this, Tom, that the ANOCA Vietnam Veterans Rifle Squad is, with the exception of Fort Snelling, is one of the busiest rifle squads in the state of Minnesota. We conduct between 200 and 250 funerals a year.
Very good. And of course, that happens up there, and it happens out at Fort Snelling, and we have to send our veterans off in the proper way. Eric, I want to come to you. I understand that Federal also supports disabled American veterans, paralyzed American veterans, Vietnam Veterans of America. You're helping a lot of good veteran service organizations.
Yeah, we've been doing it for over 5 years, and it's great that we have the ability to donate ammo, which people love to have. And we also have a company store, which is, if you've ever had the chance to come in, Vista Outdoors, the parent company, and they have everything from Camelback to Jimmy Sticks, different types of products that we all use every day. So when they come into our store, we're able to give some of these out as gifts as well as the ammunition to help out these organizations.
Well, Eric, I can't thank you and Mark enough. Federal Premium Ammunition has been a wonderful partner, and you're supporting a lot of our military and our veterans and their families and a lot of great organizations. So please take that back to your leadership, and thank you for all of that support. I hate to do it, but I'm coming back to Dennis again. You're going to go jump in the water.
That is a fact, and I'm not going to do it alone. Eric, standing right to my right here, is going to do it as well. This is Eric's second year. We're really excited about that because Federal's been involved. We've had Team Shockwave at the Polar Plunge up in Anoka County for the ninth year. This is our ninth year. Ironically enough, this will be my 20th year plunging for charity.
But I'm starting to understand a little bit about you.
Yeah, now
20
you know.
Years in the frozen water.
That's for sure. Now you know. But I want to point out that what's happening a little bit different this year, and it's thanks to Eric. This year, what Federal is doing is they're paying the 75 minimum needed to jump in the water for every employee that will join Team Shockwave. We've got 27 team members right now. We've raised about $4,500 so far, and we got another week to go.
Eric, great work. You found a lot of Federal Premium employees that are going to be cold the next day, but do me a favor up there. help him get out of the water. He might forget to get out of the water. You turn into an ice cube.
Oh, he's the first one out.
Is he?
He walks on water.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't add to it. He's already a Marine. He's already tough enough to put up with. If he thinks he can walk on water, he'll try to do that stuff. Gentlemen, we're just about out of time, but Eric, I want to give you the last say. Thanks for joining us today. And any final thoughts about what a great company, Federal Premium Ammunition?
Yeah, we've been around for almost 100 years. We're very proud that we have the opportunity to sponsor all these military organizations. We're right here in Minnesota. Over 10% of our staff are veterans of military. And everything you buy, we're able to help and put more money to support the military organizations.
Very good, sir. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
That was our Marine, Dennis Angel, Eric Carlson, Senior Director of Operations, and Mark Hyland, Federal Ammunition Operations Manager from Federal Premium Ammunition. Buy some of that ammo and help that great organization to continue to support these wonderful events that they're supporting. This is Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to the disabled American veterans. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to talk to the National Commander of the Disabled American Veterans. But first, it's time for the Commissioner Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
President's Day, also known as Washington's Birthday, is a United States federal holiday that is celebrated each year in the honor of President George Washington, our country's first president. We celebrate this holiday and honor the outstanding accomplishments of the man known as the father of his country. Virtually every American knows he was the first president, but many Americans know little about his time as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. George Washington was a compassionate military leader whose courage and determination inspired his troops. His refusal to give up or quit made the difference between the victory and defeat on more than one occasion. General Washington was devoted to the well-being of his soldiers and created the first military badge of merit for the common soldier. The military badge of merit was revived in 1932 and is now called the Purple Heart. This medal bears Washington's image and is awarded to members of the Armed Forces of the United States who are wounded or killed by enemy action while in the line of duty. On President's Day, we pay tribute to the brave and audacious commander Chief George Washington.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Butch Whitehead was unanimously elected national commander of the more than 1 million member disabled American veterans at the organization's 98th National Convention in Orlando, Florida in 2019. Butch is the first post-9/11 veteran to lead the organization and has spent much of the last year doing that, and he's in the studio today. Commander Butch Whitehead, welcome back to the studio.
Hey, thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
You know, for years we just talked to you as the adjutant of the state of Minnesota's DAV, but you've had quite a year in a high-profile position.
It has been a great year. You know, 6 months have gone by fast, but I'll tell you, there's been a lot of great things being done in these 6 months.
Commander, one of the things you and I have talked about for years is presumptive diseases. And when we do that, more often than not, we talk about exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. And there's a whole list of diseases such as diabetes and prostate cancer and some other things that are covered. And for those of us that were on the ground in Vietnam, we were eligible for the Brown Water Navy. They were eligible to be covered. And the first of this year, thank God, the Blue Water Navy are eligible for coverage as well.
Absolutely. It was a great win for us. You know, it took a long time to get that Blue Water Navy passed, but we're very glad that the Congress and the President signed that into law to make sure that those veterans are getting taken care of as well.
Yeah, Commander, we were out to Washington, D.C. around Veterans Day and watched you get to place a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. What a great day that was. And we went over to the National Headquarters and did a show from over there with – you've got some great staff on the national staff.
You know, my staff, I'm so proud of them. You know, they're so dedicated to our mission and our purpose that, you know, there's a lot of great things that they're doing each and every day for our veterans. And I'm so proud to actually have them working for us.
And it was interesting that day to talk to two of your legislative staff that were giving us updates on what's going on at the Hill and all the things that they do. But I know that you're working on right now, there's four more presumptives on the list that we're trying to get passed. Is there any update on that?
Yeah, just here this week here on Tuesday, we actually, the DAV, along with seven other veteran service organizations, sent a letter to the president asking the president to get involved and mandate that the secretary of the VA, you know, agree with the science, right? The science has been done. It's been proven out there that these four presumptives, they should be included. There's enough research done, and we're hoping that the president will help us because, you know, what, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, the secretary of the VA came out and says, well, I'm going to stay on this until I get my own research done. The VA is doing two studies themselves right now, and he wants to wait for the results of that. And we just disagree. We think it's a delay tactic, and we want the help. We want the help of the president to really make sure we're putting the pressure on that we're not making these veterans suffer more, right? They should be getting the care that they've earned, you know, fighting for our country.
Now, Commander, I want to speak in the clear on this, on the Blue Water Navy issue. That was approved and passed, and the Secretary of the VA delayed that kind of for two reasons. Number one is he didn't think he could handle the onslaught of claims, and number two, he wanted to wait till the first of the year so he had funding for it. And you pushed, and all the veterans or service organizations pushed, and we finally got that done, but seems like that was an unreasonable delay. It didn't have to happen, and now he's delaying again. Is this becoming a pattern?
It is becoming a pattern that we're seeing, and it's really, you know, it's frustrating to see that pattern come because, you know, the VA is the choice of our, you know, they're there to take care of our veterans, right? When our loved ones go off and fight for our country, and we promise them that we'll, you know, the country's going to be here to take care of them, and we come back and we're making these veterans wait longer for their care, right? And you yourself, Tom, being a Vietnam veteran, you know, look how long it took and how long you waited to get some of these benefits, and that's just not right. You know, when we put these veterans in harm's way, we got to be make sure our country's here, stepping up and helping them right away.
And Commander, the big problem is it's been, when we closed Cameron Bay on May 15th, 1972, that's almost 48 years ago, a lot of my, and I'm one of the youngest Vietnam veterans, a lot of my fellow Vietnam veterans are dying off. They just haven't made it. And there's an awful lot of them that have been suffering from exposure to Agent Orange, and their families are waiting. And this is, it's just intolerable. We're running out of time.
We are. You know, and a good example, we talked about the Blue Water Navy just passing. You know, Tom, here's some studies that we've, you know, just passed here in January 1st of this year when they're supposed to start filing these claims. You know, approximately 1,200 of those claims have been processed now. You know, they're anticipating thousands and thousands, right? So here we are 2 months, and they've had 1,200 claims passed that they've adjudicated for. But they've received 16,000 of these packets, these claims that have come forward so far in 2.5 months, almost 3 months now, 16,000 veterans that had to wait. And we know there's more coming. That's just wrong that these veterans are having to wait and suffer to get the care they need.
Well, thank God our Blue Water Navy fellow veterans are being covered and being taken care of now, and I'm thrilled with that. We're speaking with the National Commander Butch Whitehead from the DAV on Minnesota Military Radio. And Commander, I know it's a busy year, and I understand you've got a little event coming up in Snowmass, Colorado.
Yeah, we're so excited about this. You know, here in March, first part of April, the DAV and the VA, the Veterans Affairs, we've partnered now, and we do a program called the Winter Sports Clinic. And right now we're looking at about 450 disabled veterans of all forms of disabilities will be showing up in Snowmass, and we'll be doing all kinds of adaptive sports for them. And it's such an eye-opening program, seeing these veterans do things for the first time, maybe haven't done it for 30-some years or whatever. It's just so super moving to be part of that.
Well, congratulations on that. I'll look on Facebook. I want to see some pictures from Snowmass.
Well, there'll be some pictures and some videos coming from that for sure.
Commander, we've talked about these things for a long time because in Minnesota we've got a lot of organizations helping our veterans, and there's a number of organizations here pulling together, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, and MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, working hard to eliminate homeless veterans. And I know that that you've been supporting them. MACV seems like has been energized the last few years. They got a new president and CEO, and we're going to talk to him next week on the show and learn all about what he's doing. But you've been able to help with that process at the DAV.
Absolutely. You know, at the DAV, the national level as well as here locally, DAV's really stepped up on this homelessness. It's a great it's a very important program to us, and that we want to make sure that, you know, those organizations such as MACV, are getting the tools that they need to be successful to really truly get to zero homelessness, if we ever can get there. So we're actually working really hard with them, you know, providing some good resources, financial resources for them to really help them get to that zero, from all these veterans are taken care of.
And our new governor, who was also a member of the Minnesota National Guard, has made it a priority to make sure that we work on that. And can you share with us what was the DAV level? What level of support did you
provide? A couple of things that we've done here at the national level. You know, MACV is doing a new program to do more outreach and to make sure we're doing the follow-ups with these veterans. So we were able to give them $25,000 to that program, so we have the outreach pieces in there to the carry-on, right? So when the veteran gets help and they're back on their feet, they don't fall back off. They're able to keep going. And locally here at the DAV Minnesota, we're able to give them $15,000 here coming up here. We haven't given to them yet. We're waiting for the program to do a special event, but to help with the pain of rent assistance, right? When these veterans are getting a job, they sometimes don't have the financial needs that they need right away. So we're going to make sure that the MACV has the tools and financial resources to help these veterans continue to improve their life.
And the big issue the governor said he wanted to push was to find some landlords that would help put up some housing, because the first issue is get them a place to stay, then we can get them a job, then we can help them get back to some kind of new normal.
Correct. You know, and I'll tell you, I'll give a big shout out to MACV, because, you know, that president, Neil Lloyd Aldi, he's doing a wonderful job getting after that. And we're very proud to be working with MACV, and we'll get into a good zero for that homelessness.
And he's got a whole other great story, because he retired as a 2-star major general. He was the division commander and could have gone into the business, could have gone into anything, but he went into this charitable work and giving back and helping federal veterans. And I salute that general all day long.
Absolutely.
He's doing a great job.
Absolutely.
Butch, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little more about the DAV Foundation here in Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Butch Whitehead, who is the national commander of the 1 million-member Disabled American Veterans. And he's been national commander for about half of his tour, 6 months or so. He's looking a little gray around the edges, but not too worn out. Looks like you'll make it another 6 months, Commander.
I will. I'll make another 6 months for sure, Tom.
Be a frequent flyer when you come out of that.
I will be. That's for sure.
Probably happy to stay home in Minnesota for a while.
I know my wife will be happy about that.
All right. We've got to make sure you live through it. Commander, we've covered a little bit about the presumptive diseases, and we were talking about Agent Orange, but it seems like every theater of war has its issues. The first Gulf War had all the oil wells burning, and they had lung issues and the syndrome that we're working on, and the VA's working on that, but our veterans from today had to deal with these burn pits.
Yeah,
any news on that?
Yeah, we're making some headway. It's been slow going, but we're finally making some headway on the burn pits. So the toxic exposure is what we're really trying to throw that into. We just had here in November, we had a Senate bill finally introduced into the Senate. The bill number is Senate File 2950, and it's called the Consensus of Exposure. And it's very important that we get this bill pushed forward, because it allows veterans that have been truly, you know, we can identify they were exposed to these burn pits and stuff like that. They don't have to be presumptive. You know, it could be something that they can be service-connected directly to and not be a presumptive illness, and that you have to go through a lot more research. So we're making headway. It's not into law yet, but it's nice to finally have a bill in place that we can start advocating behind and getting more support. You know, Tom, off the air, you and I are talking, you know, we can't have our today veterans have to wait as long as our Vietnam veterans, you know, and it's so great to be part of our organization that we have these Vietnam veterans that are really leading the way, right? They have that lead on saying, hey, we waited 50-some years, you know, to get some of these things identified. We can't have our service members waiting that long. So they're really help advocating for us to get this going.
And our battle cry is never again.
Never again, exactly.
Never again be treated that way, and never again allow our military to have to wait so long to get help for something that happened while they were in the military. And glad to hear that you're going to be able to take care of the burn pit exposure on a one-on-one basis instead of waiting for it to be a group event.
Exactly.
Commander, we just got a few minutes left, but I want to talk about the state of Minnesota, the DAV Foundation.
Yeah, the foundation, it's a great organization. It's the giving arm of the DAV Minnesota here. And, you know, there's a couple things that we do here for our fundraising piece. You know, coming here in June, we have our golf classic that we'll actually be hosting. We actually look for a couple corporations to come in, sponsor a team, and that money goes to helping the transportation piece of the DAV of Minnesota. But then we also have our actual 5K, what we call our Old Glory Run, that takes place up in Cold Spring, Minnesota. And that funds actually goes to helping the veterans in the St. Cloud area. You know, there's a wide area of different programs that we want to make sure we're supporting, because there's a lot of great groups out there that are doing some good things. And of course, we know we need the money. So these funding pieces for us, we want to make sure the foundation is there assisting these other groups, and we make sure we help as many veterans as we can.
Very good. And if our listeners go to davmn.org, they can find information both on the Golf Classic and on the 5K run, which has been going on for years.
Yeah, it has. You know, the Golf Classic, this is our 12th year of that, and the 5K will be our 10th year for that.
Very good, sir. Now, we've just got about 2 minutes left, but I want to ask you, as National Commander, here in Minnesota, the DAV has been responsible for putting, I don't know how many dozen vans out on the streets so that we can get our veterans to their medical appointments. And I know that you've had some help from National on that in the past. Is Minnesota getting any help this year, Commander?
No, I probably won't get any help this year from National this year. The DAV Minnesota Foundation, the DAV Minnesota is doing well when it comes to that. But nationally, you know, that transportation program is huge for us. In that, you know, here in Minnesota, we have 35 vans now all across Minnesota. But nationwide, we're in the thousands, you know, thousands of vans that are stationed all across the country transporting, you know, I think this last year report was, I think, closer to that 600,000 veterans that we transported nationwide, you know, to and from medical appointments. That is just a wonderful program that DAV does.
And that's all volunteer drivers.
All volunteer drivers.
And you still need some.
Everywhere. You know, here in Minnesota, if you guys can carry this anywhere, you know, volunteer drivers are always needed. No matter if you have some one day, a month, or whatever, we could definitely use the help of volunteers.
Well, Commander, glad we caught you in town this week, because you got a busy travel schedule, and I hope you're taking care of yourself, because I want you to get through that next 6 months and then get you back here to Minnesota so we can work on some more issues when you return.
I appreciate it, Tom, and I really thank you for allowing me to be on it. I really truly enjoy talking about the DAV and all the great things we're doing.
Commander, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Butch Whitehead, the National Commander of DAV on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Director, all your staff and doctors and nurses and patients, all your volunteers, everybody getting through the winter all right?
Well, you know, it's getting to be that time in Minnesota where winter's getting to be a little bit long, and we had a couple cold days last week. So people are coming into work. The parking lots are full. So I think veterans who are pretty hardy are finding their way in here.
Very good, sir. I understand that you've got something coming up called Salute to Veterans.
Yeah, so the week of 9 to 15 February, every year around Valentine's Day, the VA honors veterans with what's called the National Salute to Veterans Week. It's been going on for 42 years now. And we have a series of events going that happen throughout the week and sort of culminating with an event on Friday the 14th, where we have a lot of veterans, VIPs, service organizations, you know, the Wild, the Vikings, a large group that comes into the VA. And we take the time to recognize our veterans. We, you know, transition through the wards, see veterans who are hospitalized, and, you know, just an opportunity for us to really recognize the veterans who are here, who are our patients. And it's an opportunity for service organizations and community members, you know, too, you know, non-veterans, to come in and pay a tribute to our warriors and give them give them an opportunity to say thanks for the people who really maintained our freedom and who have made such a difference for us.
Very good, sir. Now, Director, I have to ask you, they told me to ask you about some new sensory suites. What in the world is a sensory suite? I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, you and I might not appreciate it as much as some of our veterans, but for our women veterans, they certainly appreciate it. So we have been doing integrated breast care in Minneapolis for many years now, and part of which is mammograms, but mostly for women. So males get mammograms as well, but our new sensory suite is where we have incorporated some technology. So to include, you know, what you might think of sensory suite things like music and videos and but with some new technology that make it so that the veteran has more control on some of the comfort issues associated with getting a mammogram. And so we have a very good comprehensive suite, and so we have expanded some of that to make it a better experience for our, particularly our women veterans. And so women veterans can get an appointment for a mammogram through their primary care doctor, or if they're in the hospital and they want to just come down and check and see if there's some availability on a walk-in basis, they can do that. So we had a day this week where we did only walk-ins. That was the 12th of February we did that. And again, the idea was to sort of introduce women veterans particularly to how mammograms don't have to be painful, and they can be something that, it can be a good experience. And in fact, that was the feedback we got from our women veterans. So I hope our women veterans take advantage of that. It's in our radiology department here at the Minneapolis VA on the first floor, 1Q. So either talk to your doctor, or just if you get the opportunity and you're in the building, you can just stop by and see if there's some availability to get your annual mammogram.
Very good, sir. More and more women are serving in the military, so I'm glad to hear the new women's clinics coming and all of the new programs to take care of the women veterans. It's very encouraging, sir.
Yeah.
Director, I understand that you've got another program called the Medication Take-Back Program.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk about that, Tom. So, you know, one of the things that we know, and it has to do with drug abuse and suicide and all those sort of issues wrapped together, is that, you know, you want to reduce the means for veterans, for citizens to harm themselves. And, you know, sometimes that takes the forms of, weapons, giving them opportunities for gun locks and things like that. But other times it's a simple matter of making sure that they have a place to turn in any expired medications. And the reason why that's important is that a lot of abuse is with prescription medications, and a lot of times it's family members. And so, you know, you might have a surgery and you might get some opioids or some narcotics, something that you needed for that pain, but you don't use all your pills, so they pile up in your medicine cabinet over the years. And there's it's very well documented that that's can be a significant form of abuse for other family members seeking out medications, particularly younger family members. And so we have established two points in our facility, one by the outpatient entrance, one in the flag atrium, where veterans can come, and staff actually as well, to drop off any of their expired medications, and it's just an opportunity to get those out of circulation. You know, you don't want to flush them down your toilet. You don't want to dump them in the water. You know, there are environmental issues associated with that. So some of the pharmacies, CVS and others, you know, will do some of this, but we wanted to make it easy for our veterans, and it's really important. And so now in our hospital, if veterans want to bring back any of their expired medications, we take them. There's two places. You can just, all you have to do is drop them off, and they just put them in a lockbox and be on your way. So we encourage veterans to do that.
Very good, sir. We're out of time, but I'd like to thank you for joining us again today, sir.
Thank you, Tom. It's great talking to you.
This is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Dennis Angel, Eric Carlson, and Mark Hyland from Federal Premium Ammunition, Commander Butch Whitehead from DAV, Director Pat Kelly from Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we learn about the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, MACV, and the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.